Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Good House 1968. This is Brother White speaking. What I do is preach and minister about good actions or good. You can view the program at the following different locations: Vimeo.com, Vimeo.com, or here, Blog Talk Radio, or WordPress. Just look for Good House 1968. Please support the ministries for the religious literature I'm going to be sending out. We'll need funds and to purchase the paper and the printing cartridges to print them out. Please support the church ministries by shopping at goodhouse1968.space. That again is goodhouse1968.space. You can find a lot of products there, a lot of things you need, and by purchasing the products from there, you can support the church ministries, because the funds and proceeds go for the purchase of paper and printer cartridges to and the postage to send the religious literature out. If you're looking for some literature, just shoot me an email at goodhouse1968@gmail.com. That again is goodhouse1968@gmail.com. No longer giving out the Qurans or the Tanakh Hebrew Bible, but you can receive religious literature. I think that's about it. So, if you'd like to call into the show, you can. The number is 888-689-4061 or 347-326-9003. Again, that's 888-689-4061 or 347-326-9003. All right, let me open with prayer. I pray that our good actions yield us a path that is beneficial for us, so that we may become the survival of the fittest over evil, good, doing good, loving good, and cherishing and making good any way we possibly can in the situation we're in now. Place dead and infested with unclean spirits, evil spirits, and we are constantly under attack by them and seeking refuge from somewhere. So the refuge of good actions we do, let its force help us and protect us against these evil spirits and those who do the occult things to benefit the spirits. Let our warfare differentiate from theirs and be a fighting blow, a death-dealing blow to the spirituals, evils, wickedness, no good, and good stuff that we experience. Amen, shalom, shalom, amen, in the name of the Omega. All right, now, we as people who really have no defense, because we are consumed in the flesh, meaning the body is of flesh, blood, water, clay. These things are pierceable by the evil arm, and it knows how to destroy you, or to do, well, not to destroy you if you're doing good actions, but to deal a death-dealing blow from its experience and build it in the way, not the way it has, but how it's built up these weapons over time, or from day one, 8,000 or 7,000 years ago, it started. So let us pray for ourselves to be protected against these attacks and submissions to these attacks. Let us stand unified against evil, wickedness, no good, and good stiff. Let us stand unified against their questioning in an effort to annihilate what we do, the good actions we do. Any means evil can, it will destroy the means that you have of doing good. So let us stand firm, not on small things, but on big things that affect us as a whole as a nation. We want to be secure from evil, so let us pray for good actions to take place in all of us. And those who are believers in good actions that come here to Good House 1968, continue your prayers and because of good actions that you already know you may have been doing. Do not stop them and continue to pray. Pray that these, just as if you had infestation of some type of worm to get it out. You went to the doctor. Let the good actions we do be our doctor and get these infestations, evil spirits, wicked spirits, no good spirits, good stiff spirits, ghosts, things like that that normally can't be defied because they are on a higher level. You do not join and submit to them because that's just as like if someone was fighting you and you submitted to him, he would just completely demolish and perish you. So stand firm regardless of whatever ailment or disability you may have, or age, or factors like that, mental incapacity and things like that. Let us stand firm in prayer, not being impregnated with falsehoods and false teachings in our minds that open the doors for them. Let us stay praying for good and the strengthening of ourselves. We can't pray for a dead planet to come to life because regardless of how many prayers you say, it's just not going to happen. The earth will remain like it is. And from what we experience is these places that build or help the spirits to develop in us or in whatever they want. Let us stand firm against the building of these occult places like Satanic Worshipper. All these different religions in this country are free to form because of religious freedom. But let us stand firm and petition against those that have proven what they do is effective in evil work. And they do not benefit society by the murders they do, the sacrifices of their members for some type of demonic spiritual powers. Let us stand firm and petition in the government, whatever state you are in, petition against those types of organizations. Let us stand firm on any organization that has submitted to that. We don't have to read their literature. We can go by their actions of what we have seen and experienced. Let us stand firm against those that are in high places like the Masonic Lodges or the Illuminati. Stand firm and petition against them. If we just turn the other way, that's what evil wants you to do so he can continue to manifest his own things. I'm just going to label them things, whatever he does, things in this world. We want to be separate. If we buy something, we don't want spirits having their markings on the internal workings of computers and printers, CNC machines and things like that. Things that at their whim, if they want, they can shut it down, even vehicles. But this garbage that they print or make and use, it can be symbolic where they use different, like a triangle, to pick up magnetic headings or read binary code, and it's in the form of a pyramid of theirs, because there's a lot of that going around. Even the credit cards, where they just have a barcode 666. We don't want any of that, and we want to petition our governments against things like that. The only way we're going to clean this place up is by taking actions ourselves and petitioning the government, which is a sad thing that we have to do. But we as good action people do not want to be revolutionaries. Revolutionaries don't get anywhere because after they've won the war, their cause seems to diminish or be let go, and they go their separate ways. We're not revolutionaries, nor will we be that, but we stand firm and good and doing good actions and not bowing down to the devil who controls everything, the money and whatever. We want a petition of our own good things that we could use to do good actions, whatever it may be. Because if you look at the dollar just has no value. It's an IOU from the beginning of this country, and that IOU cannot continue to support your means of good action in life by the way it's set up and the way it's valued today. Let us not go investing in those big companies that carry on the Procter & Gamble and Mark of the Beast and things like that, because of the simplicity of the fact that they're not going to make you money. If you accept Satan, yeah, you'll be a billionaire. But if you do not accept, you just lose your money. Like I have, I've invested a lot of money in TD Ameritrade, and every time I turn my back, one of the companies is going bankrupt, or the value of their shares have gone to complete null, of where they don't even have it being traded. Keep yourselves clean. That means most of us would say, well, it's just common sense to take a bath, but not if you have to work a job every day and you become you're tired when you get home and you don't even want to eat a lot of times. But the thing is that we have to cleanse ourselves continuously on a day-to-day basis. Try and it's just like if you told a person he had to, every time he took psych medicine, he had to stay awake until the drowsiness wore off. The same thing applies with the body, and that just does not mean alone taking baths. It means things like prune juice or things you'd overlook or say, well, that's just foolish. It cleanses out the system. I had I believe they call it an ultrasound done, and I looked on the inside of my belly while they were examining me, and it was filled with filth. And even my lungs were not clean. They were black. These type of things we want to cleanse ourselves of and pray for good actions to use that force to cleanse us up and bring us to a state of perfection. We want to go back to exercising. If you haven't, then start. Keeping your body in tone, because you'll need that in doing good actions. It's just not, you can't do without it. It's something that's a must. You have to be in good health. Continue to stay in places like these type of like Blog Talk Radio or WordPress and some places like that, and preach good actions there. Do not go out on the street and preach good actions, because the violence you normally encounter, and I've encountered it myself. I was passing out magazines of the victims who were murdered and the things that were used to prosecute those individuals. And I was approached, hey man, what are you doing passing that type of stuff out, or what are you doing spreading that stuff? And they were furious. They were furious. And so I got out of that, and because I met so many different encounters, people who would say, well, when you take pictures for the magazine, you're taking pictures of their children butt naked and things like that. So let us stand firm against any form of evil, wickedness, no good, but stiff. Remember, these good places or good beings that come forth are for those who are doing bad, wicked, evil, no good actions to help them stop. Because it becomes like a repetition if it's not corrected in childhood. And we see this, they try and take their children to the psychiatrist and things like that, when the only thing the child needs is a firm rod and correction that way. You know, child abuse will continuously use a firm rod. You talk to the child on some things like that to develop good in them and good actions in them. Because if these things are not developing them, he is no longer for society. You don't have to. That is the truth. You have to be beneficial for good actions in society. So that is something that I have to correct. Where they say beneficial to society or for society. Society is composed up of these individuals who do what they want. And to say that you're going to benefit them somehow is only become a puppet to them. And we don't want to become a puppet to them. We want to stay free from things like that. We don't want to be a puppet to any election groups. If you're running for Congress or if you're running for governor or mayor, we don't want to be a puppet to those who helped us to get into office. We want, as far as doing good actions, to make wise good actions decisions and not bow down to things that will puppify us or make us like a puppet or make us handicapped, where we're like an animal that has to feed off of the master's hand. Be stronger than that, and we want to develop stronger than that. We want to use the knowledge that we have to do good actions and yield good actions in others. The knowledge, because if you're whenever you use knowledge, a lot of high-tech things that they can understand, or you break them down to a lower level, and they're able to understand these things, you really help them to grow, and you really help them to become, the saying on the media is to become one with oneself, but it's not that, because you become one with good actions. So this is what we want to do, become one with good actions, because right now we're like individuals in the wilderness, all of us. And we're individuals in the wilderness of evil, wickedness, no good, and there's no light, but very little light to shine. So if you're thinking of light as far as like the light poles in the street, that's not it. I'm talking about light that brings things from the darkness into truth or into the light, bring it known before the public. So we want to do these type of things and not be afraid of we see spiritual attacks, we help our brothers out, the fellow believers, into getting rid of or removing the unwanted visitors. Don't go off onto things like foreign nations that have been in this space, because I wouldn't say Earth, because he had to bring a mountain in the core of it. So in this space of vicinity, those beings that were here before, leave them out of the picture. As far as you are concerned, they are irrelevant to doing good actions, because we really don't know their intent, and trying to find out a stranger's intent or trying to matchmate yourself like as if you were American going with someone in Europe, marrying someone in Europe. You don't want to do things like that, seek out spiritual beings for whatever cause or purpose. You know, you do things in your mind, but you're not summoning spirits, but yet they'll find a means to get in your head and want to talk to you, but yet they show actions that are evil, wicked, no good, and good stiff actions that are far away from good actions. And they will tell you, or try and preach this baloney stuff to you and martial arts, in that you could defend yourselves against those who are evil, wickedness, and no good. I'm going to tell you, if they come in a crowd, they're going to get you down, and they're going to do a lot of harm to you for believing in BS. So your Second Amendment right has been taken away to bear arms or guns, to carry them. So we don't want to lose touch with the good actions we have, where we have a mind, where we could put together weapons of mass spiritual destruction. Not saying we want things like bombs or things like that, but be realistic. If you use a weapon, you don't want the weapon to do harm to what is not doing you harm. You don't want to know. You don't want things that don't exist. Like, I don't believe atom bombs exist. Nuclear bombs exist. That's just my thought of it from the sciences I've learned. They can preach it in theory. It sounds good. They can say, well, we've set off one, but that's not true. That's not the truth, nor is that correct. If you split an atom, a real atom, everything goes. It just, all of the energy just blasts out. You don't need to put TNT with it if you split it. So that's the reality of the situation, and it wouldn't stop. It wouldn't stop spreading out like as if it was... if you took a coloring gas and sprayed it in the helium and it just spread out, it wouldn't stop spreading itself out. That's the way they make, they make colors for certain things, for parties, things like that in advertisement. All right, if you'd like to call into the show, you can. The number is 888-689-4061 or 347-326-9003. All right, there are things that I'm going to point you out that you could do yourself, that you should do. There are things like picking up these radio kits from, I forget the name, what is it, not Nintendo, but, well, you could go on Amazon, they sell them as kits, building radios. You're not going to be able to build a real radio out of what they provided you. That's just basic steps. They tell you that, but it's not the truth. You have to add in there. So when you pick up these things, give me a call on the guest call in, because these things will be beneficial in helping to minister about good actions and doing good actions. So these type of things we see that help us in the to obtain mass amounts of listeners or audio listeners. These type of things we want to learn about. We want to learn how to build computers, because in the concept of how it's made, you would think probably that you could do it with just what's provided. But none of those things are true. They actually add their own thing to it that is unknown, and that's to all of this stuff, because I guess because of the patent, copyright, infringement rights. And these things only work, either will work half-toned or not at all. It's just you won't get anything, because I followed the instructions. That's how I became where I could just do fix about anything by using my head and previous skills and knowledge. Things that were not used, things that that are not provided in these kits, even building motors. These things are, you have to do your own research and you have to experiment with those things. And once you're able to do that, motors, you could build planes. Like I've have degrees in building home built aircraft, and you could do the same. And this could be to carry religious literature to different states, even different countries, if you become that big and preach about good actions. So these are the type of things we want to do. You want to huddle up with me and start giving me a call in so I can reach out to you and have you doing religious activities that benefit and do good actions. We're not thinking about just simple things of feeding the public. Those are just one-step things, and that should be just common sense. But yet you should do it correctly, legally. Don't do it illegally. They say you cannot give money to a hobo in that state or feed him, then you can't do it. Call the police. We want to stay legal, because this is the laws have been twisted up so that the dark forces rule, and they don't see the good action ones benefiting who they think actually needs that. But we have provided sustenance for doing good, and that power, good action force power, grows in us. And things we may do may seem strange. You're welcome to burn candles if it causes these evil, wicked, no good beings to leave. But don't try and talk to them. That's the last thing you want to do. You want to pray against them being in your home. And normally it takes a candle to, even in Christendom, took light. So candles, one means if you want to, I don't think most people have the money to burn the lights all day and night. So we'll leave that one out. But candles, simple, cheap means of doing so, receiving light. You want to develop things that would help you to pierce mass attacks, because spirits not only come as one, it's almost impossible to defeat one. And then you have many coming in. It just becomes a dangerous situation, and great harm is at hand. So we want to do things to keep them off of our property and keep them off of us. Especially like the police always do, and they won't stop doing it regardless of how many have been persecuted for things. Been planting false evidence on individuals to stop their ministries, bringing false charges against them to stop their ministries and the good actions they are doing. Even telling those who do good actions, you're not doing good actions. We cannot depend on the law enforcement as it is from what we see in the media, because just a lot of things there are true, a lot of things are just propaganda, but seeing how they've had so many riots because of them doing murders and illegal searches or home invasions, because they do that and they still do that, and you want to get them out because they are no benefit to us. But remember, we have to support those good officers that we have by donating to the police force for their causes and good actions to be done. So we don't want to forget them. A lot of people will tell you, no, just leave them alone. The government pay them. Just keep them out of your hair. Well, that's true. Keep them out of your hair. But you want good actions to be done. You can't have your bodyguard as a cultist who has on his heart to sacrifice you. So think of things like those things that are actually happening today. As we see, even the terrorists, they're cutting people's heads off. So put fear in the heart. And they broadcast these things on Facebook and YouTube. And it puts fear in people's heart that they don't want to travel to places like that. But that's one of the things that evil establishes to put harm in good people's hearts, where they don't go over there to help their fellow man or fellow believer because they're scared. Well, it's things you have to be watchful, alert, and you can't do stupid things in the ministry work. You have to be careful who you speak to when you're in those foreign countries, and you have to know the language. You can't rely on a book or a computer program to speak for you. I don't think you even think of a mouthpiece translator should be used, because it can become defective, and then you can't speak the language. You don't know where you're at, and it's just a raw situation. So remember to pray for good actions. One thing I want to set you guys on the boundaries of tonight is to pray for the fellow believers to grow and the help in doing good actions to grow, and the means of getting the word out to grow and spread. Any means we can, besides going on the streets and walking up to strangers. You don't know them. They don't know you. It's probably, I've seen my mother do this. She's done it a lot of times. It's pass the literature out and keep going. That's one means. So give me a call at 888-689-4061 or 347-326-9003. Don't become a mystifier by being in the middle of a gamble where it all turns to you and now you owe the debt collector. You want to stay clear of things like that and let not nobody involve you in these type of things, whether it be by force or anyway. You want to stay clean of these type of people because they have no good actions. They will go into your home, steal the deeds if they could, and put their name on your property. It's done in Illinois a lot of times. They get caught. But most of the time, who knows whether or not they're getting caught. New properties wind up with people who just walk in there and inhabit these properties or take control of. And it's not theirs legally, but yet they do it. And they stay there for a good while. All right, so that is, we want to pray for good actions to come about. We want to pray that good actions be done wherever, and that true law and true justice be done. And we want to continue to educate ourselves. There are a lot of free courses online. If you don't have the internet, you really don't have a means of communicating online. You get a lot of individuals there to listen to your ministries and accept becoming a believer and doing good actions. Because a lot of people feel they don't have the time. Way down, they've lost relatives and things like that. You want to continue to unify with fellow believers in getting the word out. We don't want to block anybody off from doing good actions by telling them things that will not help them in doing good actions, where they just, well, he said this, and I'm not going to do it because he said this. Wake up. You have to do good actions. You can't bow down to those who have actually been puffified by evil, to go into the how different places of doing good and cause error in there. All right, that is it for my program, so I'm going to close with a word of prayer. Thing is, don't become a puppet for evil. Don't let evil place his hands on weapons you use in a defense against him. This could be by someone in your home picking up things, calling themselves cleaning, or they're in the way. You really know when it's an evil attack, when it's just that particular object that's moved by someone in your home, like a relative. All right, that is it. Good actions, I pray, take place wherever we can make it take place, being strengthened up by the force of good action, not by evil, wicked, no good forces that try and play us like a fool. Well, we're not under them when they are a part of those things. We as believers must come from under the influence of a drunken whore state or harlot state, as it is and as I see it. We want to build ourselves up doing good, and regardless of what we see, we want to do good actions or what stands in our way. We want to still continue to do good actions and be kind in our speech every day. Good bless you, yoke of bless you, those type of things like that, which help a person out. And it makes someone feel good when you tell them something like that. It makes them feel like they're loved. So I pray for these type of things to take place. The believers start calling in so that we may unify in good actions against evil, wickedness, no good and good stiff things. And not let our words be twisted around because of their faith or their belief or their technology, their lie detector machines and things like that. Things that actually don't work. And things that put the wrong thoughts in people's heads. I pray that you build our good actions up, that we continue, those of us who are doing to do them, those of us who are not doing to start. And I pray for those things that come into the world, our mind, spirits, we never accept any of them, and we build off of good actions, good action force alone. Amen, shalom, shalom, amen. In the name of good actions.